And I have the privilege of speaking to Professor Daniel Mashau from the University of Johannesburg about the fourth industrial revolution and how it is affecting our lives today and what we can do about being relevant at this time. Professor Daniel Mashau from the University of Johannesburg. Professor, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you very much.
What a privilege to have you on air this afternoon, and we are grateful to have you with us this afternoon. May I ask you to start with, how would you describe, Professor, the fourth industrial revolution to the layman?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think the best way to look at it is that it's like change, but change that is not happening only to you, it's happening to the society at large. So the fourth industrial revolution is such change. It's the fourth one of the industrial revolutions. We've had the first one, which was more water and steam. The second one, which was electricity. The third one, which was a digital one that people are talking about in terms of computers and digital one. We are now, we have entered into the fourth one, and it's exciting because unlike the previous ones, it's combining all of those.
Now, Professor, what tangible evidence do we have that the fourth industrial revolution has begun to have to impact us in South Africa?
Yeah, for most people, it's jobs. They will recall the olden days when you will be arrested, when it will be illegal for not working. It was called loafer scum. Nowadays, they can't arrest you for that because there are no jobs. Mm. And I think for most people, that tells them there is a change that we are undergoing. Then there's obviously other changes, such as the consumption that we have now of international content. We watch Spotify, Netflix, SuperSport, games in England, and so on and so forth. So for most people, this will be a sense of there is a change in the air.
Professor, do you think that the fourth industrial revolution has more of an impact on the way that we conduct businesses, or does it also have a significant implication on our daily lives as South African citizens?
The other revolutions, you could actually categorize them and say, this one was more busy with maybe this part of my life. The fourth industrial revolution affects everything. Mm. It affects your relationship with people. It affects the way you travel. It affects the way you eat and what you eat. So it's really more encompassing than the previous ones.
You're listening to the voice of Professor Daniel Mashau from the University of Johannesburg. Professor Daniel, in your opinion, are the fears and anxieties that people have regarding the fourth industrial revolution legitimate, or do you think that we should all be excited about the changes?
The fears are correct and are legitimate, and unfortunately they will get a little bit worse before they get better. So the fears are really correct. What will happen after the fears is what is exciting, because once we have adapted to it, we will be able to make use of it. But for now, yes, there's a lot of unemployment that is coming. There's a lot of pain. The complaints that people are talking about, like, you know, I went to school, but I don't have a job, this is happening. Those fears are real, and they will continue for some time.
May I ask you off the cuff, Professor, what message from your heart, you've been studying these fields and you're an expert on this, what message from your heart, say for instance as a father, would you have to young people across all barriers, in South Africa especially, who they've been to school, they received their matric, or they went to college or university or whatever, and there is an unemployment situation? Where do they go? What would you advise?
For a short time, it's not going to make much difference, but in the long term, it's going to make a difference that you went to school, because you will have to interact with technology. You will have to interact. You'll have to know how to use these things. So if I was advising anybody else, I would say you really do need to go to school. Most people only get a little education. They get a junior degree. You need to go further. You need to go further. I'm at the University of Johannesburg. We are always looking for people. We are always looking for people with master's, doctorates. We don't have those people. So there is still a scope for growth. But in the long term, yeah, I think anyone with any education will benefit.
Professor, I'm just thinking in my heart, from the top of my head. Say, for instance, Sipu. Let's take just a random name. Sipu is listening to us right now. He lives in a rural area somewhere in Limpopo or somewhere in the rural Eastern Cape. And he's listening to us and he's hearing what we are saying. And his heart is aching. And for that matter, Sibongile, as a girl, their hearts are yearning to go forth, and they get depressed. And as the COVID-19 pandemic, and I just read in the news, they tell us the fourth wave of the pandemic is looming around the corner, etc., etc., etc. What would you very practically tell Sipu and Sibongile whilst they are still at grade 11, say, for instance?
Yeah, no, I know it's very difficult. I would say to everyone, Sibongile, to Sipo, that you do need to provide solutions.
Yeah.
People are looking for solutions. I can give you an example. I went to Thailand. I was so surprised that our testic rice that we eat in South Africa is actually grown there. So it doesn't mean there are no opportunities. And the other example I like to bring to Sipo and Sibongile is that I've been renovating my house. And a lot of the people who are working in my house come from Zimbabwe, from other areas. So it's not like these people from Zimbabwe came knowing how to make chairs, how to cut trees. No, they really knew that they had to survive. They had to build some skill set and do something. So a lot of people in South Africa need to do that. There is a lot of work. We need people to take care of our kids. We need people to teach our kids extra lessons. So those opportunities and spaces are there. I know they look like they're very far, because usually our expectations is that I will get education and then I'll get such a good big job. But it's important to understand that we are providing solutions, and we need to do that. We need to learn and learn skills that are needed. We all need our houses to be better. We need our cars to be cleaner, and so on and so forth. So there are opportunities. They are just not as easily found as submitting my CV and saying, this is me. And as I said, the problems of the fourth industrial revolution, they are really going to pass. The skills, many of the skills that we are using now in the fourth industrial revolution, we don't realize that they are new. Project management was not there before, because the kind of things people had to do were not as big or as complex. But now we do that. We now have cyber experts, because we're now using computers. So there are a lot of new jobs that are being created, and I'm agreeing that they're not growing as fast as the population, but they will grow. That is certain.
By your estimation, Professor, is the South African education system preparing young people, particularly in townships and in the rural areas, for this new technological era we've stepped into?
Yes, it is. It is. There is a need for more personal growth, and we do have that opportunity with the internet. I can study at the top university in the world, MIT. I can study anywhere. So there are, but the education system is doing the best it can do. It's an elephant. It takes forever to move. It's slow, but it's working towards that. So we are now looking at the outcome-based education. How many years have we been talking about it? And we discover that. So the big need for individuals is you really do need to lifelong learning. You do need to improve the culture of reading, which is not so big in our country, must be started, must be encouraged, and we must learn.
With the internet having made it so much easier to access affordable online courses, Professor, would you say that the responsibility to educate oneself has shifted from the institutions to the individual?
It is one of those impacts of the fourth industrial revolution. And that impact is how the disruptions of business models. And yes, you're right. Right now, with all of this access, the education space has been disrupted. I still remember at one point, you know, a show business was to provide housing for students. It was a show business. If you had bought houses and you rented them out, that you were going to be make money because there will be students looking for that place. But now, with this COVID, with this online services, it's no longer a show business. It's a challenge. So there are a lot of disruptions that are taking place. And yes, one of the disruptions that is taking place is micro credentials, where you could learn part at UJ, learn part somewhere else, learn part at Harvard, learn part. So that is going to change, and is going to put the responsibility more back to you as an individual.
Now, many young South Africans, Professor Daniel, find themselves with university qualifications that don't seem to lead to any job opportunities. But the pandemic has only worsened the situation. What attitude would you advise them to have?
Learn skills. Learn skills that you will be able to use. Your education is very, very important. I know the problem is that many times we look at I'm going to go to school to get a job. Yeah, but look at, I'm going to school to increase my value as an individual. Look at the skills that, as I gave an example earlier about some of the foreigners that are in our country who are doing practical skills that people still need. And those kind of things are the things people have to do. So if you have a degree, you have done very well. My advice is if you can go further, please do, because there will be spaces at the top. But by and large, just learn skills that you will be able to use. And we still need food. We still need to mine things. We still need, so these things are not going away. It's not like because now we have the fourth industrial revolution, the need for these things is gone. But no, it's still there. It's just now in a different way. And having an education will always be a good piece of the puzzle that you will need, because you don't want to go out there and they want to limit people by saying, okay, we want people with matric, which is what they used to do in the past. Now I'm sure a lot of jobs will say, now we need somebody with a degree, we need somebody with a doctorate. So to be in part, to be part of those that will get opportunities, you really do need to go up the food chain.
Professor Daniel Mashau from the University of Johannesburg. Professor, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate you. May the Lord God Almighty bless you richly, you and your house and your family. Have a great evening, and thank you for taking time being with us this afternoon.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate that, John. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
God bless. Goodbye. And that was Professor Daniel Mashau from the University of Johannesburg.